Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. We don't have many weeks left, so I have decided to skip ahead to the next chapter. Those who want to hear, learn more about the Shabdalankars can read an article that Bharata Ramprabhu has written on Yamaka, which is the other main variety of Shabda Alankar. We're going to start study of the more important Artha Alankars, figures of speech based on meaning rather than just the sound. The main, one of the most important one of the Artha Alankars is called Upama. In English, we have the term simile and also the term metaphor. That's when we compare two things. Her face is like the moon. That's a simile where you use the word like. If you just say her face is the moon, that would be a metaphor, where you don't say is like, but you say that it actually is. Actually, in Sanskrit poetics, there is several gradations of the difference between metaphor, simile, and metaphor. There are actually several varieties. There are 27 varieties of simile, and then there are derived extra varieties, extra kinds of similes. So we're going to study similes first, where you say the face is like the moon. Okay. The definition in the Karika of what is called upama. Upama means comparison. It's used as a technical term to name this figure of speech, what is called in our English, simile. The definition that Kavi Karnapur gives of upama, yata katanchit sadharmyam, somehow or other a similarity. Okay, but it's expression of similarity, not sameness. The two things that are, one thing is compared to another, these two things are called the upamana and the upameya. The thing that, the original, the real thing, because when you say the face is like the moon, it's not really a moon, it's really a face. So the face is an imaginary moon. So the real thing is the face, the thing that is compared to is the moon. The real thing, the original thing, is called the upameya, that which gets compared. And the comparison, upamana, is the moon. There's some sadharmyam. Well, that means a common quality, some quality that the moon and the face share. To compare something to something else, they must share some quality. So there's the effulgence or the whiteness that, or the roundness, whatever it is, maybe all of them, the qualities that the face and the moon share, the sadharmyam, that must be there. We're at the beginning of chapter 8. Now, the similarity cannot be absolutely complete. It's not that the moon and the face are the same, are like one another in all aspects, if they were, then the moon would be the face, and there would be, and you need two different things to compare. Although there is a special figure of speech that just says that Radharani is like Radharani, there's nothing else to compare her to, so she's like herself. But that's not a regular simile. That's something different. A regular simile requires two different things. They can't be exactly the same. But they share some common... They share some qualities. But there's got to be some difference, too. So the three elements that are necessary... Actually, four elements are necessary. You need the upamana, the upameya, the thing that's getting compared. Second, the thing it's compared to. Third, the common quality. And fourth, to be a simile and not a metaphor, you need some word or something that says like, the idea of like. Because if you leave about that and say the face is the moon, that's not a simile, it's a metaphor. It's what's called rupaka. Now we can start dividing. We're going to end up with 27 different kinds. Let's start by dividing it up into two different kinds of upama. The division is according to what kind of word is used to say like. If you use iyam, the Karaka says, iyam eva vadi bihi, yukta shrauti. If the simile uses such words as iyam, no, I'm sorry, iyam is just a pronoun. If it uses such word as eva, iva, and so on, or vai. What about yata? Doesn't say yata, but anyway, there are certain words that are the direct expressions of the idea like. So when you use one of those, it's called shrauti, or literal variety of simile. Okay? Iva, yata, va, and some others on the list. The main words which express the idea like. Then there are other words that have some other meaning, but they can also mean like. Samadhyais tu sasasyad arti. Arti is, let's say, extended. There's literal and then extended simile, where the word you use to say like is a secondary word. It doesn't really mean like originally, but it can also mean like. These are the words. Sama, samana, sadrisha, and they all mean similar. Sadriksha, sadrik, tulya, sammita, like Brahma sammitam, measured to be the same size. Nibha, chauda, which means stealing, literally. Bandhu, friend, literally. But they can all mean like. So if they're used to create a simile, the simile is called arti, or an extended version of simile. And there's some others on that list also. And then also, tadite. If you don't use a separate word, but you use a suffix, a tadita suffix, like vat. Vat, not the conjugated vat, but the not the not the declined vat, but the undeclined vat, which means like. So if you use that or some other similar tadita suffix, then it's also shrouti. Now, Panini actually gives two different versions of vat. Not two different versions, but two different meanings for the suffix vat. It's actually called vati. One, there's two sutras in Panini. I think Jiva Goswami has the same sutras. Tatra Tasya is one sutra in the Tadita Prakaranam, which says that vati can mean Tasya Tulya. It's similar to the one that it has. And the other sutra says, Tena Tulya. It's similar to it. What's the difference? He fights like a real hero. There the like, if I used vat, would mean he fights like a real hero fights. Or his courage is like a real hero's. Well, in Sanskrit you just say viravat, which means his heroism, his courage is like a hero's courage. That's tasya. That's the first kind of vati, first meaning of vati. But if you say he's something like a hero, not really a hero, but he's like a hero, then you call him viravat. It's a different meaning. One is that you compare his quality to some other thing, or you compare himself directly. Those are the two different meanings. Something that belongs to him is like something, or he is like something, or it is like something. These are the two different meanings. So the first meaning, tasyatat, if you use that vat, even though it's a tadita, it's supposed to count as shrauti, as literal. But if you use the second meaning of vati, that the person, the thing or person himself is like something else, then it's considered arti, or only extended simile. Anyway, the poets made up these categories. They're going to be given, not yet. This is, there are 27, what he does here, he gives all 27 varieties, and only after he lists all of them does he give the examples. What I can do is jump ahead to the examples. I can do that right now. Now let me do one thing. There's one more division into three, so you get two times three. Each of these two come in three varieties. The expression of the idea like can be done by a separate word, it can be done by a compound word, or it can be done with a tadita suffix. So those are three different varieties, three different ways. And then you have the shrauti and the arti, so you get six different kinds of I actually skipped over something because the karaka was by mistake printed in small type. So I skipped one karaka. We're dealing with one major category of simile here. There are two different kinds of simile to start with. Let's back up. Before we started dividing up, there's one major subdivision we skipped. A simile can be complete or incomplete. They're called purna and lupta. Lupta means something's missing. That means there are four elements. If all four elements are actually said, it's a purna. Purna upama. If one or more of the elements is left out and has to be guessed at, implied, it's called lupta. Now, what we've been dividing up is just the purna. These are the six divisions of complete similes. That you're using a shrauta word or an arta word, shrauti or arti version of purna upama. And then each of those can be done by using a separate word for like, or using a samasa, or using a tadita. So you get six varieties of purna upama. Now we'll look at the examples. It's six examples. Shrouti and Arti. You missed what they are because we were discussing it. I think you were there. I mean, I think you caught it, but you just forgot what I was talking about. That's what kind of, which words, which, there's two different groups of words that you used to express the idea like. The first group are considered literal, literally mean like. They are iva, yata, va, and some others. And also vati when it means that it's similar, his quality is similar to something. Rather than, not the thing, but the thing's quality is similar to something. And then the others, Hare Krishna, the other words that are used to express the idea of like are called arti. They're only extended or figurative. So, now we can look at some examples. What do you got a problem? Question? Nope.
I'm just telling you that I'm going to give them a file that's easy to read.
Okay. Haribo. So here's the, okay. Let me see if I have it right here. Okay. So there should be six examples. We start with Tadita Ga Shrauti Purna. So it's a complete simile where you're using a tadita to express like, and you're using a literal word, a shrauti word to express the idea of like. Okay, here's an example. Twad ananasya madhuryam lochanandi. I'm sorry. Twad ananasya madhuryam lochanandi chandravat akshnoscha tavalalityam rade nila rasojavat nila sarojavat. I'm sorry. Hare Krishna. So, your twadananasya madhuryam. Okay. We only have four people here. If two are talking, and only 50% of the class is paying attention. Okay. The charm of your face, lochananandi, is that's what the in suffix is giving delight to the eyes. That's an adjective. Chandravat, like the moon. So here's your simile. You've got, okay, what's the upamana here?
The upama is...
I'm sorry, the upama, what's the upamana, yeah.
The word.
No, I'm sorry. Let's start with the upameya. What's the upameya? Nope. No, it's actually the madhurya. What we're comparing is the sweetness to something else. So the sweetness is the upameya. What's the upamana? It's like the moon. Now, what's going on here? It's not that the sweetness is like the moon. The sweetness is like the sweetness of the moon. That's why this is the different kind of vat, where it's not comparing the two things, but comparing the quality of the thing to the other thing's quality. You're comparing madhurya to the quality, you're comparing the face's sweetness to the moon's sweetness by putting a vat on chandra. That's according to the sutra of Panini Tatratasya. We may not be familiar with that use of the vat, but that's stipulated by Panini. So, there, okay, what's the samana dharma? What's the common quality?
Freshness,
in Sanskrit. It's an adjective. Is giving delight to the eyes. Okay, and what's the word expressing like? Okay, now that's a tadita. So this is taditaga. But it's shrouty because vat, when it's the tatratasya variety, when it means not like the moon, but like the something of the moon, then it's counted as shrouty, as literal. Even though it's a tadita, all the other taditas are considered arti, including vat when it has the other meaning, and any other tadita. Well, here it means, yeah, like directly, you know, the words that directly mean like, and the other words that figuratively or secondarily mean like. Okay? And so vad is considered to directly mean like when it has this meaning and not the other meaning. And all the other taditas are only considered to be to be arti. Okay, so then the second half of the verse does the same thing, same structure. And the sweetness of your eyes, O Radha, is like that of, like the sweetness of the blue lotus. And again, vat is, you know, what's the upameya here? And the upamana? And vat is used. Again, the same vat, shrauti. Okay. Now, how about a vakyaga shrauti? Let's use a whole, you know, a separate word to express like. Shyame vakshasi krishnasya gauri rajati radhika kanakasya yatareka vimale nikashopale. On the dark blue chest of Krishna, white-colored Radharani is resplendent, like a line of gold on a pure testing stone. You know, the stone you use to test whether a jewel is or precious metal is authentic. It's called upala, nikashopala. I don't know if it's another name for this stone, but the jeweler's testing stone. So, okay. You get the idea. Radharani looks, you know, she's white on Krishna's chest, just like a white line of gold, or a golden line, a line of gold on a testing stone, black testing. The testing stones are black. So the color of the gold on it is very striking. Jai Shini Mai Nitai. So, okay. There's only one simile here. What is the upameya? Which? Well, it's actually Radharani. Yeah, she's the main one here. Gauri. Actually, no, he puts them together. He says that Krishna's chest and Radharani are the two upamayas. And they're compared to what? What are the upamayas? To what? Kanaka, yeah. No, well, the line. Kanakasya Reka. So it's a line, a gold line. And Krishna's chest is compared to what? They what? Stone, that's black stone, yeah. Yeah. So, and what word is used? What's the common? What's the common quality? Rajati, I guess. Yeah. This is splendid. And then what's the word expressing like? Well, yata is a separate word. So this is vakyaga. Well, it's part of the sentence. It means it's inside the sentence. It's not inside a samasa, but inside the whole sentence.
And often in Bhagavatam we see, he did this and that, like the lion who runs.
Yeah, but that could be done with the suffix too, or with the samasa. It can be done all three ways. Yeah.
But usually it takes one pada, or sometimes a yaka.
No, it can be just one word with a vud at the end sometimes.
I mean, the bhakti. A bhakti vud.
Yeah, okay.
Can you say atta or ego?
Well, every word is part of a sentence. You know, if you have a word and you're actually speaking it, you're speaking it inside a sentence.
Yeah, but like the previous one you saw was like one word, you're saying chanda va.
Yeah, but it's still part of a sentence. But the point is, it's a separate word in the sentence. It's not part of another word. It's not inside a word. It's a separate word all by itself.
This.
Yeah, the yata is a separate word, that's all. But in both cases, you have to get the whole idea, you have to read the whole sentence. It's not like the upamana upameya, and everything squeezed into one word. It's just chandravat. Upameya and the vat are stuck together, but the other two elements are out there in the sentence.
Yeah.
But that was taritaga. Okay. Yes, I understand. Okay, yeah, the upamana is there. Upamana, yeah. Okay. Well, like something is not a whole sentence. There's no verb there.
No, I mean, we see here in this example, it's a whole sentence.
Okay.
Is that the bhakti of
God? Okay.
Well,
sort of, but it's just that both the upamana and the word saying like are separate words. They're not a whole sentence. The whole sentence is everything taken together. But in the other case, the taditaga also to get all the pieces, you have to say the whole sentence in that case also. In both cases, you have a whole sentence. But here, the yata and the Nikashopale, they're both separate words, that's all. Instead of Chandravat. That makes it Vakika. Just think of it that the Yata word is separate, a separate word. Now, how about Samasaga? It's Shrauti, we want Shrauti Purna. All the elements are there, and the word that says like is literal, but it's part of a Samasa. Radha Krishna mama tadid dama megav ivakshno syatam tapa prashamanam tritaupani talapakashau yavan yon yavavaya vuchibi kanchanair indranilair akliptena prakatamahasa nishkarajena tulyao. Well, there's a whole verse here, but actually only the first half of it gives us the kind of simile we want. The other one is actually an example of another kind, I think. Yeah. Here, in the whole meaning is... Radha and Krishna should be of my eyes, mama akshno, tapa shamanam. May they cause the relief of my distress, of my eyes. Radha Krishna is a compound, dual compound, dama megav, iva. Well, dama megav is a dvandva samas, lightning bolt, and cloud. Now, iva's there, but there's certain cases in the samasa prakarana, iva sometimes is compounded and sometimes it's a separate word. Have you studied that? Did you get to that yet in samasa prakarana? You did. Well, you should have learned that iva is sometimes added to a word and then it's considered a samasa. Sometimes. I don't know the rules. Here, Jiva Goswami, Kavikarnapur is telling us that here, Dhamma mega iva, by the rules of grammar, should be considered a samas. Iva is not a separate word here. You want me to read his reason, or Vishnu Chakravarti's explanation of why iva is a samas? He doesn't say. Atra purvarde ivena nityasamase vibhakti alopa. He says, Dhamma megav is considered a nityasamasa here. And so therefore, and I'm sorry, not that, but all three words with the iva. Iva is added to this compound, and then the whole thing is considered a nityasamasa, and therefore the first part of the compound, that dual compound, doesn't lose its vibhakti. And so you get Dhamma megav iva, and it's considered a samasa. And because it's samas, that's an example of using the word, a word meaning like. But iva is on the list of literal words, so it's shrauti, but it's expressed as a samasa. I'm sorry, the second half of the verse means. Inasmuch as by their mutual effulgences, you got a white effulgence and a black effulgence, golden and sapphire color, they are equal to, or they're comparable to, a king of lockets, which has been manufactured with great excellence. He's comparing the effulgence of Radha and Krishna together, who were like, in the first half of the verse, were compared to lightning bolt and a cloud. And now a second simile in the second verse, second half of the verse, say that these two effulgences together are like a locket put together, I guess, out of silver and gold. Okay, now don't worry about the second half of the verse. That's an example of what? Let's see, which kind of there? It's purna. All the elements are there. Let's look at the second half of the verse. What's the upamana? Upameya. What thing gets compared to here? Radha and Krishna, yeah. Just like in this first half of the verse. And they're compared to what? Upameya. This Nishkarajina. Well, tulya is the like word. Now that is on the shraut, on the arti list. It's not... Tulya means equal, literally, but it can also mean like in an extended sense. So it's in the arti category. So that's an example for later on. We haven't gotten to that yet. Or now we get to it. Now we're going to look at the arti, using words that are on the secondary list, meaning like. Komalam te vapur tanvi radhe bhati shri shavat Parusham vartate kasman mano dambo livattava. This is, I'm sorry, arti tatataga, purna. It's complete. It's using a word that is on the for like, that's on a secondary list, and it's expressed as a tadita. Well, what tadita is on a secondary? All the tadittas except vat in the sense of tatratasya. All other taditas are on the secondary list, if they mean like. Komalam te vapur, your tender body, O slender one, Radhe, Radha, shines, is effulgent like a shirisha tree. How come your mind, why is your mind appearing harsh, hard, like a thunderbolt? Okay, so here, what word is being used to express like in the first half of the verse? Yeah, well, the vat
Vada is, and it's a tadita. And it's considered arti because it's, let's see, what's the upameya? The vapu, the body. And it's compared to what? Upameya is shirisha. So here, it's not like it's your tenderness is like the tenderness of the tree, but it's saying directly, your body is like the tree. And then the shared quality is komala. But the vad is being used in the second way. That's defined by the sutra Tena Tulya. But it's using vat there, vati in the second sense. That makes it a shrouti, or rather arti, tadita.
Second half of the verse, same thing. What's the upamana? I'm sorry, start with the upameya. What's the upameya? No, that's a quality. That's an adjective. Mano, mind. And the mind is compared to the upameya, which is damboli, the lightning bolt. And the word vat is used again in the same sense. The mind is like a lightning bolt. How is it like a lightning bolt? We're told the quality, parusha. That's the samana dharma. So all the pieces are there. So in both halves of the verse, it's purna. All four elements are present. Because it's one of those words that's not on, it's a word being used to say like, but it's not on the list of literal words. Vati in the second sense of tena tulyam kriyachit is the sutra in Panini. Yeah, but it's the body is like the Shirisha tree. Rather than the sweetness of the body is like the sweetness of the Shirisha tree, and we say Shirisha vat. That's the tatratasya. You don't compare the tree directly, you compare the tree indirectly to its quality, with its quality. So this is the second kind, that's considered arti. It's on the secondary list of words. In both halves of the verse. Okay. So now, purna, but samasaga, and it's arti. Did I skip one? Taridaga, vakyaga, no. Where's the? Oh, here, vakyaga. Okay. Anyway. Oh, I see. Here it is. Vakyaga arti purna yata. In the verse we already read, Radha Krishna Mama Nava Tadidama, that verse, in the second half, Yavan Yonya Anyonya Avayava Vuchibi Kanchanayar Indranilayar, by the mutual effulgences of the limbs, which are on one respectively golden and sapphire color, they Radha Krishna become equal to, just like a locket that has been manufactured with great excellence. You know, piece of jewelry on your chest. So there, tulya is used. But it's a separate word. So it's arti, because tulya doesn't literally, tulya means equal. But it can be taken to mean like, so that's an extended meaning. That's the arti. On the arti list. But it's purna, all the elements are there. And it's shrauti, and it's vakyaga, because tulya is a separate word. So that's going back to that verse that gives us example number 5. And now example number 6, where it's using a samasa to express like, but using an arti word. Midulamapi shirisha tulyam angam kamala samam vikasan mukam mutavedam rasayati chavachak sudasamanam Katam ashani pratimam mano dunoti. Okay, similar meaning, but he's saying it a little bit differently. This body, which is, even though it's very tender, equal to a Sharisha tree, Hare Krishna, Hare Bhav, Kamala Samam, Vikasan Mukam Tavedam, this blossoming face of yours, which is just like a lotus flower, Rasayati Cha, and enlivens us. Your voice, Sudasamanam, which is equal to nectar. Katam, Ashani Pratamam Mano Dhanoti. Why does your mind cause us distress? Your mind, which is comparable to lightning bolt. Okay, similar meaning, but now what he's doing, all the pieces are there. He's, in each case, there's a samasa, the word meaning like, is an arti word in a samasa. You have, in one case, Sharisha Tulya. Next case, you have Kamala Samam, using a different word. Then you have Sudha Samanam, using another word, and Ashani Pratimam. Four different arti words, all meaning like, in a samasa. Those are our six examples. Okay, we'll... next time, start looking at the Lupta Samasas. There are six varieties of these, the Purnas. There will be 21 different varieties of Lupta Upamas. Any questions? Yeah? Four. To be full, you need the upameya, the thing that you're making the comparison about, the face. You need the thing it's compared to, the moon. You need some common quality, otherwise there's no comparison. The roundness, maybe. And there can be more than one quality, but at least one. And the last thing is some word that says like. If that's missing, then it's not a simile, it's a metaphor. All four have to be there. Well, they don't have to be there. Some of them can be hidden, and according to certain restricting rules, it's still a valid upama. These are the Lupta upamas we'll look at next time. Samana Dharma. Maybe there's a space there, but Samana Dharma should be the word. Okay, hold on a second. I have to go back to the page. I closed the book. Oh, boy. I don't have it marked in the right place. Okay, read the words again. Here, Purna Lupteti Purna Tu, Dharme Veva Yatadi Bihi. Upaman Upamana Abhyam. You have to read all that. You have the Dharma, the Dharmena, Iva Yatadi Bi, the words like Iva and Yata, and the Upamana and Upameya. Upaman Upameya Abhyam. So there have to be all four of those. The Dharma, the Iva Yatadi, the upamana and the upameya. That's Purna, when all four are present. Upama is the basis of all other figures of Artha Alankaras, all other figures of speech. All others can be explained in some way or other as derived from upama. Metaphor is derived by taking out the iva part. And all other more complicated, more subtle figures of speech are actually based on some kind of comparison or other. So this is basic. Yes? What's the difference between Because this is a general categorization, all the words that mean like, and then you distinguish between those words that are on the Shruti list and those words that are on the Arti list. There's two different sublists of words. Some of them are considered literal and some of them are only extended. The word that means like. What? Upamavati. Where does it say that? Hold on a second. Upamavati. Okay, maybe you're breaking it up wrong. Where are you reading this from?
This is from the Bhaktivedanta
Sutra. Upamanam.
Yata shabda upamanam.
Yata?
When he gives the explanation of...
Could, I can't find the spot. Can you read something before that? Vakya. Sorry.
Just want to give an example.
Oh, let's see.